This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
And that means Tech Talk is underway. By the way, if you want to visit with Doug, it's easy to do. Get on the CCO Talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. We inevitably run out of time on the program. We can't get to all the texts for sure. So get in early, and we'll try to get to you before the end of the program. Doug, good to visit with you, and real winter has settled in here in February. I joked maybe a week ago sitting in for Henry Lake that it feels like February is the new January, that lately we've been getting winter later and later, and we're getting the snow and we're getting the cold.
I was saying the same thing. Watch and see. In May, we'll get a snowstorm.
Yeah, well, we certainly could. We've seen them in April, that's for sure. Doug, always a lot to get into on the program. And one of the things that I wanted to go back to, and I think this is a super important topic, and my wife, she works for a local school district and works in the technology area, and she says, if I had a nickel for every time someone left the school district and had a lot of their personal stuff on their work computer, I would be rich. And we've brought it up on recent shows, but I think it's extremely important, and I think it's imperative that you keep those two separate, that you have a personal computer with your photos and your documents, and you have your personal email, and then you have your work stuff. And unless you work in a family business or you're the owner of a small business, I think it's very important to keep a clear dividing line between the two, because you know how things go. Things change. You may change careers voluntarily or involuntarily. Mm-hmm. And having those two separated makes it so much easier.
Yeah, you know, I've been preaching to people this for 40 years, and here's what I usually get for a response. Yeah, but it just takes too much time to go and grab another. I say, okay, how about this? Why don't you just create another profile? Now you've got like two computers on one machine. But keep those profiles separate. You could actually have both of them logged in on a Windows machine at the same time and just switch between profiles. You don't even need to restart. Just log out and log in. And sometimes you get through to people, but usually not so much. You know, human nature, we take the path of least resistance always. So it's I wish your wife luck in achieving this. It will get better, I think, over time as people realize the importance of this. And it really is important. Much, much more important than I think people give credence to. And if you think that's a mess, wait till you get to a point where somebody that passes away and nobody has any access to their passwords. Oh, man, what a mess.
Yeah,
you take a month to get that sorted.
Yeah, and I'm even a little bit leery about the profile because I know when people have left jobs and they've had company laptops, etc. Sure, you can have different Gmail accounts, etc. I've just been very leery of having any personal stuff on any work device. I'm just opposed to it.
You're absolutely right. If there's any way that you can have a second device, and really, if people are working for a living, most people have a second device. Nancy's got her work computer here that she works on when she's working at home, got a computer at work that she works on when she's at work, and then she's got an iPad. She takes her iPad into work. She's got everything separate. It's not that big a deal. And, in fact, people can actually use their phones today for their second computer until they get home and clean it up on their desktop, if they so desire. I couldn't agree more. The best approach is a second machine. Absolutely.
Yeah. Very, very important. And if you have that tangled web right now where you have a personal stuff on a work computer, my advice is this, and I think this is good. Let the IT team know at work, if you work in a company big enough to have an IT team and someone to keep an eye on that, because downloading stuff and removing things off computers makes them very nervous.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think I would bring them into the mix and say, I need to do some separating. And you would be surprised how much they would be willing to help you do that and do that properly, because you don't want to run afoul of downloading things or removing things you shouldn't.
No doubt. And, you know, the thing is, too, is hats off to your wife. The system administrators have a lot more to do than what it looks like. They really do. And you get to a point where you do this kind of thing every day, and you go, well, you know, some of this stuff you guys should be doing for your own self. This is your data. But you don't want to come across as brash. But hats off to her. She's got a big job. Anytime you're working with humans, and we all do, but on this level, it can just get so overwhelming so fast that it really is up to the individual. Do your best, and if you get stuck, then call your IT team. But if you wait until it's too late, we're changing jobs tomorrow. Oh, my. It can turn into a fiasco that'll go on for 2-3 months. Because once you leave that business, you really shouldn't have any access to that business computer. And, in fact, you really don't want any access to it if you've got your stuff put together properly.
Yeah. So, once again, if you're in that boat, just a word of friendly advice. Try to unwind that and get that separated. By the way, our phone number on the program, it is good for a talk via the phone or a text, 651-461-9226. And if you do call, you'll talk to Lindsey Brown, our producer. If you text, it'll come right into the studio and we'll get it on the air. We're here for the entire hour. One other friendly reminder, take advantage of the podcasts available at WCCORadio.com. We've been doing this show for a lot of years. There's a lot of good material, in our opinion, and I think you would enjoy it. And share it with your friends. We'd much appreciate that. A lot of good info over the years here on the program. Doug, let's get to the text line. I have an Apple 7 iPhone that does not receive software updates anymore. Is it time to look for a new phone?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the only answer you can give, Steve. iPhone 7? Yeah. When Apple says your phone is end of life, go buy a new one.
Yeah.
That's the best advice I can give you. You can't afford to have a phone that has security. Pretty soon you're not going to be able to surf. Pretty soon you're not going to make a call. It will get to that point where your provider will say, we can't update this. We can only work on so many machines. Yeah, it's time. It's time.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It is a good run. And Doug, I don't know about you, but with this equipment, I take care of it, and I run it into the ground. So I have you know, I've been very careful with my phones. I've been lucky with my phones. I know sometimes people drop, they get wet, they forget they're in their pocket, and they fall in a pool or whatever. My point being is that I will run them to the bitter end. But when they say it can't be updated anymore, that's your signal.
And no doubt.
And I think in general, iPhone over the years, and I've had one since the very earliest iteration of this device, that they have been pretty good about keeping these things running for a reasonable amount of time.
Oh, no question. I think Apple has done a better job than Android, in my opinion. I really do. I think that this end of life, and people don't understand this, it's still fine. Well, yeah, but there's only so many devices we can take care of, and if we go forever, somebody else is going to be going without that. Maybe they just bought a new phone the other day, and it's not ridiculous. With the iPhone 7, I can't recall when that came out, but that's an older phone. I don't know for sure. It's got to be 10 years old, isn't it, Steve?
Oh, yeah, 7. I'd have to look it up. Maybe we can do it during the break. Check it out when it was first introduced. I mean, that's a great run. That phone doesn't owe you a nickel. And if you think, and we have talked about phones as well, these are amazing pieces of technology. Pockets, purses, hot, cold, humid, bone dry, you name it, and they continue to work. They are amazing pieces of technology. But an iPhone 7, it is time. And once again, you and I are both fans of iPhones. I've never had an Android device, portable device like that, so I can't speak to it. But I've had very good luck with iPhones over the years. So.
Well, I can tell you, mine's more consistent than my last three Androids. But I've had Motorola's. I had a OnePlus, and I've tested a number of phones because people have me work on them when I've got their computers sometimes. I think that iPhones are a little more expensive. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But I think the whole entire Apple line is. But I think it's worth it. It really, it's your point of view and your perspective. There's nice equipment. And I really hope that Dan Cook follows that tradition of Apple. And it looks like that's exactly what he's doing. So that's a good thing.
All right. Let's go back to the phone lines right now. Let's get in Lauren. Lauren, you're on the air. How are you today?
Cold. I live in Minnesota.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, say, separating personal information from professional information, I think you two can't emphasize that a lot. I'll just give you an example. A couple of years ago, not too long ago, my department was disbanded. Now the funny thing was I didn't care because I was going to resign in about a month prior to that, so I didn't lose any tears. But they wanted their equipment back. I had no problems with that. They made arrangements to do that. There was nothing that I needed to extract off that computer in terms of personal information.
Good for you.
One of my colleagues was contacted by security a week or so later because they had noticed that once the announcement came out that you will no longer be an employee, he started downloading just tons of data. I was shocked that he had that much information on there. I don't know if he got it all, but you know, you do run the risk of perhaps violating company codes when you start putting your personal information there. And if you have it there and all of a sudden they shut you off, you know, you can be without your data. It's just not worth it.
Yeah, and if he was taking customer lists, thinking they're his customers, that's illegal.
Right.
All that data belongs to the business.
Yeah.
Well, what you're talking about is exactly right, because the department did have access to what you would call confidential supplier information.
Sure.
So,
yeah. Well,
thanks,
great
guys.
Call, Lauren. Yeah, thank you. And I just thought we should open the show with that today. That should be on your to-do list if you're in that boat. Now, I'm not in that boat, but I've been a big believer in keeping that stuff separate. Now, on occasion, I will send an email from a personal device when I'm at home to my work email as a reminder. Hey, dummy, remember to do this on Monday morning when you get to work in my full-time job. That's different. That's me sending myself an email in a work account as a reminder situation.
Yeah.
But if you do have personal information, photos, videos, other things on your computer, and you hear our advice, remember this tip. Contact your IT department or your administrator and let them know what the story is and let them know what you're looking for, because you don't want to get in trouble. And I don't want to create a problem.
And employees will say, well, that's all my personal data I've taken. But there was I won't mention the name of the business, but a guy lost his job, and he decided he was going to take the entire client list.
Yeah, man.
Well, you know, I saw that activity, and I shut it down. And he's, well, I'm having trouble with my computer. I said, nah, you're not really. You're trying to take data that you have no right to. If you,
right.
You can go get the boss's permission, I'll open it right up for you.
Yeah.
That's not yours. Sorry.
Yeah. So once again, if you do have personal info, you know, you get that on one. Quick break. We'll come back. More Tech Talk today. Here's the number, 651-461-9226. That's good for a call or a text. We'll get right back to the text line following a break here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It is Tech Talk here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Doug Swinhart is in, and by the way, if you want to reach your program, talk and text line, great way to go, 651-461-9226. In reality, the only way to go if you want to be a part of the program today. Call in, you'll visit with Lindsay, text in, you'll get right here into the studio, and we'll put you on the air. And we got a lot of good ones. Doug, are there any printers out there that have AI quality enhancement? I haven't heard of that yet.
But I do not know, but I'm sure if there aren't today, I'll guarantee they're going to be by Christmas.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And the thing about quality enhancement, we've seen programs like Photoshop, et cetera, for many, many years. And I would assume that there's already programs like that that have AI enhancements, if you will, already built in. So being able to take a photo and, you know, improve the quality, brighten it up, do color corrections, if you will, I would assume that's already available. I'm not aware of it, but I would assume if not, it's on the drawing board.
Every printer that I've ever installed gives some type of enhancement, especially HP.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just huge. But when I hear them talking about AI, that's like automatic. That's like having a 4K television that automatically upscales to 4K, no matter what it's getting for a signal. That's usually what I don't know if you'd want a printer to actually have the ability to make decisions like that, no matter how good it is. And remember, with AI, it has to be trained. It really does. If you're going to have an effective artificial intelligence system, it has to be trained.
Yeah, and we could do a whole show on, and we have talked about some of the concerns in managing AI. I still will say this, and maybe you'd agree with me, Doug, or not, that tread lightly, you know, that let's ease into this. I think people putting all their eggs in that basket where everything they do and every letter they write and every email, you know, once again, right now, I'm getting into programs for all the time. Well, do you want AI assist? No, I can write an email. I don't need your help writing an email. Give me a break.
Well, a lot of them, I don't think people realize this, but a lot of those little things that, you want some help? It's all free. Well, it is kind of. As soon as you take advantage of that service, almost all of them own that content, no matter what it is. So, yeah, I say tread lightly too, but the artificial intelligence, that cat's out of the bag. There's no unringing this bell. That's it's here, and it's here to stay.
Well,
I agree, and I would like to see people take the approach of, well, can we teach a computer of empathy and understanding and high moral content? I don't know how you could do that with it. I'm sure we can, but shouldn't, in my mind, that should be first. Well, if you can teach it a conscience, hey, by all means, let the good times roll.
I just don't understand why people are willing to cede using their creativity and their own brain to create something and want to just hand that over to AI. I don't understand the logic of that. Once again, I open up numerous programs and say, well, do you want AI assist? No, I can do this. I can accomplish his tax. I don't need AI to do that. Thank you very much.
Well, see, part of the problem with this, too, has been, you know, over the last, especially 10 years, the latest and the greatest. Oh, boy. We're all excited. See, and it's just, it's like, this is a lot more serious. Yeah. This isn't a new video card. It's not a new hard drive that runs fast. It's not a fast lightning processor. This is a whole different level. I agree. I think some caution is an area is absolutely it's called for. No doubt.
Yeah, and once again, people that choose to go that route, fine. But when we start giving up art and creativity, writing and painting and photography and video production and all of these sorts of things to the machines, then what do we have? I'm concerned. It is 3:30. Quick break. We'll come back. A lot more on the text line. Adobe Acrobat. We'll talk Microsoft 365 and Adobe Acrobat. And we'll get Doug's opinions about external hard drives. What does he prefer? What's going on with Windows 10? A lot of good stuff coming up here on Tech Talk News Talk. 830-WCCO. I don't like the sounds of that weather. Nevertheless, we continue with Tech Talk here at News Talk 830-WCCO. Steve Thompson, Doug Swinhart. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program today if you want to talk to him. It has been very busy on the text line. And let's get right back at it. Is there a way to get Adobe Acrobat on my personal Microsoft 365? I've been to the Microsoft App Store, but it asked for an educational or business email, and this is a personal account. What's going on there, Doug?
Well, I think I'd contact Adobe right away. They're you know, for years they were working like a hand in a glove. I'm surprised they're having trouble with this, but that's that surprises me, to be honest, Steve. I wouldn't think that would be an issue. If they're just wanting it for a PDF reader, anything will work.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm pretty sure Word will open up a PDF too now. So that's been there for years. I don't have that answer. I wish I did.
You know, Doug, it brings up a bigger conversation about Microsoft 365. Mm-hmm. And my experience with it is it gets, in my opinion, overly complicated. As far as it becomes a tangled web of, where are my backups? It gets confusing about, you know, am I storing docs on my device? Are documents and spreadsheets being stored in the cloud? For me, it's been very confusing.
Have you ever stopped and thought to yourself, and I'm not saying this is true, maybe it's programmed to sell support? I wondered. I couldn't help it. I'm looking at this going, well, why take something that's intuitive and just flows and all of a sudden I'll go, well, it's completely unique. It's completely different. And it requires support. For people that got 10, 15 years experience working with Word, it's been maddening.
Yeah, it does. And I've been a little confused. I've finally been able to, in some way, sort it out to make sure that when I'm in Word or Excel in particular, rarely work in PowerPoint anymore. But I'm also very careful to make sure, okay, where did that document go? Because they're pushing you to the cloud, and that's fine, but I think it could be easier to manage than it currently is.
Well, and I think, too, that we're going to come to a point where these programs that want to save up on their server to the cloud every keystroke, our internet's going to become over inundated. There's a better method to do this. You know, have it local. Let your machine use its resources, and maybe once a day send it up for your backup. But I agree. I think that we need to know where it's going. What's the procedure when they're syncing? But just stop and consider, if you've got 100 employees and every keystroke is jumping on the net, phoning home to make sure your data's safe. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
It's just overdone.
Yeah, and I think you would still be able to, on your machine, be able to go to Adobe and get Acrobat, and they have various levels and paid versions, etc., if you so choose. But you're right. If you're just trying to open PDFs, there are a litany of PDF readers that you can just make your default to open PDFs.
Exactly. And I use Sumatra because it's just so light and so fast. And I don't think that they've had an update for 10 years. It's perfect. Works with everything. Like you say, you just set it to your default in your operating system. It's cross-platform. Goes on a Mac. Goes on Linux. Goes on PC with Windows. Doesn't matter. It'll run. Yeah, I think that's more important. People should start thinking about cross-platform. Everything's going to gel one day. It's all coming together.
And what is that PDF reader again, if you can spell that out?
Sure. It's called Sumatra. S-U-M-A-T-R-A. Sumatra. And just go to open up and go to Google and type in Sumatra space plus Major Geeks. Download it from Major Geeks. You'll be done in 30 to 40 seconds.
Yeah. So, very, very good advice. There are certainly other options when it comes to PDFs. Oh, yeah. Doug, would you recommend it that people put their data on an external hard drive for a quick solution if they're storing personal data on a work computer? And let me jump in and say yes, but once again, contact IT and tell them exactly what they're doing. They may want to remote in and supervise. If you have an IT department at work, you want to tread very lightly because they're going to want to know, okay, you think it's personal data? We want eyes on it.
Well, and not only that, they will really appreciate the fact that you respected them for this. If they start seeing that kind of massive activity, bells and whistles are going to go off.
Yeah.
And why are you copying that much data? It's just automatic. They're going to make sure it's you. But you're right. And inevitably, when you approach your system administrator this way with an element of respect, they will help you. They'll say, well, yeah, your stuff is here. I'll open it up for you. And it'll go a lot smoother, much, much smoother. Yeah, that's the way to go. No doubt about it.
Yeah, and an external hard drive, and Doug, I know you have strong opinions about this. There are a lot of equipment out there. But once again, it's your old saying, you know, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
And you want to go. There's cheap stuff available on Amazon and all sorts of different websites. When it comes to external hard drive and critical storage, you want to go with a reputable manufacturer.
I'm just going to say it. You got to buy a Seagate. Seagate, over the years, a number of times, almost put themselves out of business by doing all the research and development, building a better product, and then it just kind of gets reverse engineered and they're competing with their competitors. But nonetheless, nearly every big innovation in hard drives came from our hometown company, Seagate. And by the way, I don't know if you heard this, but they're bringing back the old spinner drives. Talk about thinking out of the box. However, they're using a technique to write the data with lasers. They're lickety-split fast. They think that the data is safe for 50 years, and you're going to pay a little bit more. But if you go to Amazon and you take a look at like a Seagate hub, that can be in the cloud server for you. And you could hook at 10 terabytes for $300. How can you go wrong? They're not overpriced at all. Yeah, keep Seagate in mind. I think this company deserves the utmost success. I really do.
Windows 10, when is this going to be end of life? When is it going to go the direction of XP? Talk about that and what your feelings are about Windows 10 and when it's time to move on.
I think it's going to come to no more support in September of this year, I think. Windows 10, end of EOA.
But it'll still be able to run.
Oh, sure.
And
oh, yeah.
And that's the thing about these operating systems. You and I have spent a lot of time discussing this idea. You know, Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 10, Windows 11, in this constant game, and the idea that I may need to go out and get new equipment. It's extremely frustrating.
Well, I don't think you do. The thing is even if you kept Windows 10, and you left your operating system exactly the way it was, but you spent a little time learning about, well, maybe I can change my network name. I can have two profiles. I can have a basic profile for when I'm on the internet and have an administrator profile myself so for when I'm adding software and doing that. And I'm going to go into the networking and the properties of the adapter, and I'm going to uncheck client for Windows, file sharing, print sharing. Well, now you're just kind of a device. You don't even know you're a computer. You do a few of these things. You're much safer. And at that point, I'd say if they're not going to support it, then make sure that you also cut off all communications from that computer to Microsoft. You just don't know. You just don't know. And I've got Windows 7 machines, Stevie, that are running. It's just, don't get too strange. Just do a little learning, and you'll be surprised how you can confuse this issue. There's billions of computers online. They can't possibly know every one of them. Not possible. And if you don't look like something that is, if you look obscure, I think you're probably safer than trying to hide.
Yeah, and beyond that, when it comes to operating Windows 10 going forward, I'm sure antivirus, malware protection, etc., what would you recommend? And what would you be running right now in a Windows 10 machine?
Oh, I'd probably be using Malwarebytes or Bitdefender. Both of those are like just top shelf. Now, there's plenty of other ones as well. You've got Avira, which is out of Germany. Wonderful antivirus. A little bit resource heavy. And then, of course, you've got McAfee's coming back. That's actually turned into a decent program again. I think Intel owns that, if I'm not mistaken, unless they sold it. And then Enod32. Another American company, great, great software. That's a little bit more pricey, but you get what you pay for. Big thing with antivirus and malware is once you purchase it, well, then we're going to sell you a VPN, and we're going to want to sell you identity protection, and it goes on. I don't think it's necessary. To me, that's just encouragement from the bean counters and not really something that the tech would actually advise. So that's my opinion.
Quick break. We'll come back. More Tech Talk on the way. And you can reach us here on the Talk and Text line. Here's a number, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Well, the hour is going quick here on Tech Talk. By the way, today's show and all our shows available at WCCORadio.com. We really do appreciate if you pass the word and take advantage of those podcasts, not only this show, but all our shows at WCCORadio.com. Lindsey Brown is our producer, and of course, Doug Swinhart is here. We'll have Doug's phone number and email in a moment. Doug, let's try to get to a couple of quickies before we say goodbye. Why are you okay running a computer past Microsoft support, but not an iPhone past Apple support? We talked about that earlier in the program. It just gets to the point, as Doug, with iPhones in particular, that a really old model, you won't even be able to place calls anymore. It'll just get to the point where they aren't going to support the device anymore. You won't be able to use it.
Oh, that's exactly right. And let's face it, these smartphones have this IEMI number, I think that's it, but it's tied to you as an individual, even more important than a social security number or driver's license number. So that's a whole different level of security. In addition to that, now computers, there will come a point where the browsers will no longer update for your machine. So if they sense that you've got an operating system, when they know what you're running, that it's vulnerable, whether you're infected or not, they put an end to it because they know it's a matter of time. You could put Linux on it and start running and be just fine. So it's different for a phone company. Plus, you've got your provider to think about. That provider is going to dictate when you need a new phone, whether we like it or not. That's it's just too many people involved, and it's not worth the risk.
Yeah, and we have talked about it a great deal over the years. When you have an older Microsoft machine, or for that matter, an older Mac, we have run into this in this house over the years. We've had old Macs, and all of a sudden they're saying, yep, you can't update your operating system. Those are candidates for a new operating system, usually a Linux install, and you'll be able to run that older equipment just fine. Macs, PCs, they all at some point get to end the life with with their current operating system, where it will not be updatable at all. One other one, what do I need to wire two monitors to my laptop? It should be pretty easy.
Oh, piece of cake. Most of them will take one, but you're going to need what's called a video hub. And you probably pick something like this up on Amazon for $12, $14. But, yeah, take a look and read. Make sure you got the specs for that hub that match your TV and or your two monitors. And rock and roll. Yeah, you can put them together. That's a piece of cake. Nothing to that. One plug and you're done.
Yeah, and usually a lot of monitors will come with, you might be able to take your laptop and add a second monitor to it with just a USB. But if you have a desktop and want two monitors, yeah, it's easy. That stuff is for sale everywhere.
Right. Yeah, if you want to extend your monitor, you know, if you want the monitor to have like a great big wide screen, then you're going to have a hub. Something's got to tie them together.
All right, Doug, we're just about out of time. How do people reach you during the week? Your phone number and email.
Yeah, thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin@wczotech.com. admin@wczotech.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you, Stephen. Stay out of the cold.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It is going to be a cold week, but particularly early in the week. There he is, Doug Swinard, joining us here on News Talk 830-WCCO. And a friendly reminder, those podcasts available at WCCORadio.com. It is WCCO Tech Talk. And spread the word. A lot of good info on the program. And once again, we appreciate all the techs on the program today. And a big thanks to Lindsey Brown, our producer, as well. We have the news. We have the weather at 4. And then we'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. We're kind of winding down the ice fishing season already. I know there's still plenty of winter to go, but the season is winding down. And then Jez Myers, all things hockey, Four Nations Tournament. Pairings are set for the girls' state hockey tournament. We'll get into all of that coming up after the news and weather at 4 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.